listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Schau with the latest. The Coalition Against Duck Shooting is continuing its push to have the duck hunting season in Victoria shut down. They yesterday laid a number of dead birds they claim were illegally shot at the doorstep of Premier Jacinta Allen's office. But Danny Ryan from the Duck Hunters Association says mistakes can occasionally be made.
Look, you can never ever guarantee in this world anything, and there occasionally may be a shooter or a hunter that makes a mistake, and the occasional threatened species might get shot. It's just a product of bycatch. Fishermen do the same thing. It happens in commercial fishing. It happens in every aspect of life. Sometimes mistakes get made.
Danny also says hunters do not deliberately target threatened species. Greater Shepparton continues to lead the Goulburn Valley when it comes to drug trafficking, the area racking up close to 80 offences last year, while Maroopna had 12. Data from Crime Stats Victoria revealing methamphetamine continues to be the most common drug trafficked in the past decade. La Trobe City Council is encouraging residents to have their say on their new draft 2024-25 budget. Mayor Darren Howell says there are some exciting things in the draft.
We're looking at, we're designing some new change rooms for the Recreation Reserve. They got flooded and damaged about 3 years ago. So we've got some really big projects on the go this year.
A rates increase of 2.75% is included in the budget. You can view the budget and provide feedback at Council's Your Say website. And making other news, the woman charged over a collision in Shepparton East last year, which saw a 5-year-old child and an unborn baby die, has had her committal mention delayed after dismissing her lawyers. The Herald Sun reports the magistrate told the 26-year-old accused that it's very important she replace those lawyers. The Gippsland Stars are back in action tonight down at the State Netball Centre in Melbourne. Following last week's 32-goal loss to Melbourne Uni, the 23-and-under side will look for redemption when they face the Demons. The Stars' one win this season came at the expense of fellow newcomers Bendigo.